The Nemours Global Health Services Program is divided into four main parts. Its International Medicine Program coordinates the care for patients coming in from outside of the United States to get treatment. The International Medicine Adoption Program helps families in the United States with the medical needs of their internationally adopted child. The Disaster Relief Program prepares for natural or man-made disasters that would affect the East Coast and either of the Nemours hospitals. And last fall, Nemours launched the fourth part, its Global Outreach Program.
And finally, we have our Global Outreach Program, which supports Nemours associates who want to do mission-style medical work for pediatric patients, domestic or international, through grant-style application.
That's Maggie Velosky, the Nemours Global Health Services Program Director. She says the Global Outreach Program allows associates to fill out a detailed grant-style application for a mission they would like to pursue. The application is then reviewed by a Nemours committee that decides what portion of the project the health system will support, travel, logistics, medical supplies, or whatever else the applicant requests. Velosky says the plan must line up with Nemours' mission, vision, and policy to be approved.
So the mission is that we want to be able to care for children under the age of 18, regardless of their ability to pay, and they can be anywhere in the world. It does not have to be international. It can be here in the United States. The vision is that we're able to alleviate human suffering, and in doing that, we're aligning our policy to make sure that within global outreach, the associates meet certain criteria, that they are in good standing, that they don't have any issues going on with their HR's perspective, that they are able to provide the care that they want to care, so we don't have non-surgeons going to do surgical treatment, and that they have not actually received global outreach support as an individual in the past 12 months. We want to make sure that we are offering this to as many associates across the enterprise as possible.
Nephrologist Joshua Zaritsky's application was the first one approved. He, along with a surgical team and family doctors, recently got back from a trip delivering health care at a clinic in Peru's Sacred Valley.
The vast majority of people have never seen a doctor down there. So that is kind of mind-blowing to think, well, there's some people, they've lived their whole life, they've never, ever seen a doctor. Now, that depends if you're out in sort of the way out in the Sacred Valley. If you're in the city of Cusco, sometimes you've seen the doctor too many times and they've done a lot of kind of unnecessary, expensive tests. Now, for children, you kind of get that the children are almost like they're loved, they're very well taken care of. But the idea of bringing a child to a doctor, it's, you know, if you've never been to the doctor, why are you going to bring your kid to the doctor?
But Zaritsky says when his team arrived for the first day of work, he was surprised to find their services highly sought after.
I was kind of worried when we get down there, there'd be nobody there, but because pediatric nephrology is a fairly narrow subspecialty. And then also with urologists, kind of worried. But when we showed up, they had done a great job. There was like 50 families waiting to see us. And then we weren't planning to do triage the second day, but I guess the word got out, so we had another 50 families the second day. And then for the third day, they wanted us to go out. So I went out with a bunch of family medicine guys while they were doing surgery to a town further out. And they had a town of 700 people, and we saw about 300 of them. So because, you know, we set up a tent, said, hey, here's free medical care. So we had a lot of, the family practice guys were a lot busier, but it was quite an experience.
And Zaritsky points out part of his mission was to educate the local doctors and nurses how to use some basic nephrology and urology skills.
We saw some very common stuff that we see here. Dysfunctional voiding. I could fill my clinic 24 hours a day with this stuff. But down there, because they don't know what they're treating, they end up giving the kids antibiotics or expensive tests. And by the time I had finished one day of just seeing all these dysfunctional voiders, I noticed the nurse kept on writing out the same instructions. So she just went and Xeroxed her instructions and started giving them out. And, you know, because I need help with my Spanish, I could hear them when they started asking the questions before me, before I could even ask the question. So at the end of the day, I felt like, wow, I've made a big difference in the fact that we've taught the doctor. It's like teaching someone how to fish, right? Now you've taught the doctor and the nurse how to take care of this one particular problem.
Maggie Velosky confirms education is a part of Nemours' vision for global outreach. She says Nemours requires associates participating in the program to collect data specific to their mission so the health system can illustrate the impact it's having in other parts of the world.
So we have one trip where it is one provider who's going with the intent of teaching while providing services. So we actually have asked him for data on how many patients he's preventing that country from having to send out that they're now going to be able to keep in country. For other teams, we've asked them the ages of patients, the education level of patients, the diagnosis, surgical treatments, and so we can really show impact and the impact that Nemours is having on these trips and the pediatric patients that they're seeing, the providers that they're working with, what's the education level that they're giving them. Because while we do want to go in and provide medical care, somewhat in alignment with the global health vision for education, we also want it to train. So we're going to provide care. It's going to be heavy on the care, but we want to also educate the providers that are down there.
The next planned outreach trip is headed by an emergency room nurse named Matt Morrison. He's been doing missionary work on his own in the rural parts of the central Sierra Madre Mountains in Mexico since 2012. Now he has the support of Nemours Global Outreach Program and is bringing a team of 15 medical professionals. They are embarking to the town of San Miguel de Allende to treat the Chichimeca and Otomi Indians.
The story goes, we were at a Chichimeca Indian Reservation in the northern part of the state of Guanajuato, San Luis de la Paz. And on this reservation resides approximately 2,300 to 2,400 Chichimeca Indians. And so we were at an event there. We were doing a health fair, and we had food there, and everyone was enjoying. And there was a small girl standing in a doorway, and she was holding a little baby, and I invited her to come in through the interpreter. The Spanish interpreter, who also spoke Chichimeca, invited her to come to participate, and I asked, well, how old is her sister that she has? And she says, no, that's my daughter. So there's a 12-year-old girl with a daughter, and she had a 2-liter bottle of Coke as her only source of nutrition. And so that was my moment. That was the deciding factor that, as a pediatric nurse, there's nothing I can do to just stand here and just pat her on the back and say everything is going to get better. I have to make a change. I have to do something.
So Morrison is looking to expand the use of mobile trucks to treat people in the region. He says currently one mobile truck is responsible for treating 55 to 60,000 people.
They go out each day, each week, but then due to road conditions, weather conditions, and things of that nature, the obvious that they can't access a community, that community does not receive health care that year. And so my goal is to raise awareness and partner along with the city's health department in Mexico so that they can obtain additional mobile trucks, which we've already started this process. And with 4 to 5 additional trucks, each truck would have its own sector and or region logistically, and they would then be able to tackle 120 communities a year out of the 515. We will be able to get every child and every parent seen and treated once a year.
Morrison says he plans to replicate this mobile truck model in other parts of the world like Cuba, Venezuela, and North Korea. And Maggie Velosky notes this unique element separates Nemours' global outreach program from its and other hospitals' global health programs. In global outreach, the associates decide on the location and the goals of the mission and pitch the idea to Nemours.
We want this to really be associate-driven. We want it to align with what the associates' passion and their interest is. The projects that you referred to where hospitals decide where they're going to go align more with the global health program, which we're working on building out with different leadership individuals across our enterprise. And that would be strategic partnerships around the globe where we've identified a need in a third world country and we're going to help build capacity. We're going to educate them. We're going to build a research component in. So we're going to drive the work that goes there. Global outreach really puts the ownership on the associates to figure out what is meaningful to them and where do they feel they can have an impact. And it really gives us a broader depth of support around the world to provide care for children when we have both programs running.
For Delaware Public Media, I'm Nick Shalino.